Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings.
All right.
This is a test run for tomorrow's program. I'm being walked through it again kindly by cause. So I just want to open it up with greetings. Welcome to TX Radio, founded by Marty Oakley. Tonight's program is Medical Slavery, hosted by Dr. David Moskowitz. Dr. Moskowitz is on a temporary sabbatical. Hopefully he can join in tonight, but tonight's substitute host is Arlene Mullins. The focus of tonight's program will be dialysis. We did a demonstration in Washington, D.C. on the 29th. And it was all about dialysis, and we'd like you to learn some actual facts about dialysis. So join us tonight on the call. The dial-in number is 917-388-4520. Press 1 if you'd like to be in the queue. Hello, Cos.
Hello. You sounded wonderful. Now, do you know about these little commercials and stuff down here, like this one?
Good evening, everyone. This is Marty Oakley, the PPJ Gazette Online, and this is the TX Radio Network.
Do you know
yes.
about, did you see how I did that?
Yes, I did see how you did that. All you did was you went and you played it for a portion of a second.
Yep, so underneath you can see, like, it says audio clips, and there's, like, guardianship warning, glory hogs, fade in, fade out. There's Judge Marty's voice, and that's the one that I did. Then these different commercials, like NASGA guardianship. So when you're doing your promo, it says, like, advanced options, and you can put one of these in so that right when the show goes live, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, one of these things can start playing.
Okay, so
and
I'll
then,
do Marty's quick.
Yeah, you can
evening,
do Marty's
everyone.
Voice
this
quick.
This is Marty Oakley, the PPJ Gazette Online, and this is the TX Radio Network.
Don't you tear up just hearing her voice? So you can program them when you're doing the episode. It's going to say advanced. I think it says something like advanced. And you can either put pictures in for the slideshow, or if you hit the audio, and then you can clip, you can do one of these. And if Lawrence, you know, or anyone, or Dr. Moskowitz want to, like, make a commercial, they can upload it on here, like, on a MP3. It has to be an MP3. And you can add it onto here. And then that would be cool. You can, you know, add some stuff.
Okay, it's called advanced. What is it called?
I wonder if you're still going to have me. I'm going to go over here. Let's see if I can look. Let me see if I can look at stuff on the show. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'm off of the studio, and I'm going to go to create, and I'm going to see exactly what it's called.
Okay.
So where I see advanced options, it's right above the create episode button, and it says startup. So I'm looking at it. I see slideshow, and then you can choose files. So you can put files, you know, upload files, and it will show up in the promo. Otherwise, there's startup audio, and you click that, and all these different things will show up, and then you pick one. And then when your show starts, it kind of starts with like a commercial. So
mm-hmm.
then you'll know exactly, like, right when the commercial's over. That I like having it there, because then right when the commercial's over, I know. Then I hit the Marty voice, because they can only do one commercial, and then I can start talking. And I feel it gives like a nice. Does that
Hello?
Make sense? Hello,
oh,
can
okay.
you hear me?
I can hear you, but your voice disappeared for a moment. You said, I feel like it gives a nice, and then your voice just disappeared.
Like a professional start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. I'll play with that tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'm hearing you fine. So let me go back and make sure that I have everything right. Okay.
Okay.
So the red is for studio interaction. So it can be two people, it can be three people, but you can call in. Okay. When I went to host call-in, I couldn't get in through that. I had to actually dial in through the phone.
The 425?
Because host dial-in wasn't working. Mm-hmm. It didn't
okay.
work. So then
and that's
the
how
next,
you do it, too.
That's how you do it, too. Okay.
Yeah, I just dial it.
Yeah, it's easier for me to just dial in. And then the guests come in on the 917. And then I have used the chat when guests are waiting, you know, right before the show starts. You know, that's where Marty used to talk to us. When she'd be talking to us, it would be that chat screen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the headphones are for mute. So when I have the headphones on, a particular person, it's a mute. And the X, which I never use, is for hanging up on someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought about
to get them off the show. Yeah,
I thought about it, but I seldom have ever hang up. But when they're terrible, I've thought about it.
People don't usually hang up on us, but it's really weird. I think more people are listening than we see the phone numbers for, because people will message me after the show, and people who live in Madison, and I never saw their phone number, a 608, show up on the thing, and they'll be like, that was a great show, and I'm like, I didn't even see that they were listening. And so we have way more listeners than these stats are showing us. And I know Marty used to say that too, but I'm seeing it because
Marty,
you'll think
that, she said that to me too. She said some of the shows she thought were being shadow banned or something. I don't know what she said, but she's telling me that she said a lot more. And she said she had been fighting with Blog Talk for years about her numbers.
I think you have to pay more money to, you know, be on, but we don't need, we just will not pay more money to know our exact numbers. You know what I mean? What do you do? But it's definitely, I find
Lawrence.
It to be really interesting. Huh?
But listen to Lawrence, right? Lawrence built his movement once he met Marty at the summit. And I introduced him. He built his movement, this Black Farmers thing, on being able to refer back to Marty's shows. He built it.
Right, and people can still hear them, whether we see the stats or not. We know that they're being heard, and we know that they're making a difference. So,
because
I have people, how many people are listening? I'm like, I don't know. More than I think.
But look at what we did on Capitol Hill. Of course, it came from the summit, but what we used from the summit was the programs. And I had a drive and run with Arlene today, and Arlene was saying that she's going to announce that on the program because Marty's work should not go unlauded. Exactly. And I don't mean any harm in this now, but it's not just Marty. All of us are doing this for absolutely free. Okay, so we're all doing the work for free, and you know, there's something called in-kind donations. You swoop in and do all kind of in-kind donations for people, and then they just act like nothing has happened. So I admire Marty because she was stalwart in this. This takes energy.
Yeah, and it's Well, and like, so Australia paid me for last year. They gave me $800. And, I mean, I'm not complaining, but I, you know, that it costs about, oh my gosh, someone's on the line. We're doing a test show, area code 402. But it's like, you know.
They are.
Yeah. So, okay, put them in. Hello.
I am.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. No, I just check this number every so often to hear a show, but I hear you just said you're doing a test show. Should I hang up?
No, we got 4 minutes.
Oh.
We got 4 minutes left on the test, and we're practicing. And we'd love to hear your feedback. What do you think of this show?
Oh, cause I just right now called in. I just got in the door and just called in. Are you dealing with guardianship today or other issues?
We're just testing. I have Marcel Reed, the founder of Whistleblower Summit, on this call right now, and we're just practicing so that
Marcel
and I know that we're doing really good. Yeah, you have a big shot online right now.
I have not been able to see my husband for 4 months. Is there any advice or any help, even off the air, you could give me?
Okay, well, Carl does guardianship a lot more than I do, but I don't know where area code 402 is, so we'd have to start with the state.
Yeah.
We're in the Midwest. Nebraska.
Is this Rose?
Rose. We're in the yes. Hi, Carl.
Hey,
how
Rose.
You doing?
I'm good. How are you? You know, Rose, I actually had I had a cancellation for this Friday. I was going to talk to John LaCron, but I haven't talked to them yet. Do you want to come on this Friday?
I will see. I will probably be traveling because Bill is 140 miles from home. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yes,
unbelievable.
And I am lucky if they even let me drop off a care package. I drive there once a week, whether they, and by they I mean the guardian, the nursing home, want me to or not.
Yeah.
And once in a while I get lucky and can catch a glimpse of him through the, glass or the door. And I drop off a care package. Sometimes they've even tried to push the care package out in the snow. This is how evil and cruel these people are.
I know.
But I persist.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something. I mean, this is America. And I do constantly file papers in court. And, yes, but I am so exhausted being my own lawyer. I am just, yeah, yeah.
Well,
and Bill is almost to the Kansas border. So we live in Nebraska, but the place they put him in is just a few miles from the Kansas border.
Wow. And I know Marcel,
yes.
Rose and I, we go way back. When did we first meet? And then I hadn't heard from you for a while. And now we're, you know, it sounds like things didn't get any better. I think we met like in maybe 2019 or 2020 and when this was all starting off. This has just been ongoing. Yeah.
And I've been fighting this, and poor Bill, he has been harmed at three different, I put it air quotes around these care centers. Lack of care might be a better word.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
so please,
and Marcel,
all you guys, pray for him if you're praying people. His name's Bill.
Yes.
Please pray for him.
Both of us are.
Yes.
Marcel, this is her legal husband that has been taken in guardianship. This is her husband. How many years have you been married, Rose?
Well, in fact, the 30th, and I pray I can see him the 30th of this month. It'll be 32 years.
My goodness.
We got married in the spring in 92. Yes, 32 years. And they act like no big deal. I haven't seen him on major holidays or anything for years now. And once in a while, if I get lucky, like I said, I catch a glimpse of him. And he comes running to the door, and they just push him away. And at least I'm bringing him a care package every week so he has some comfort. But 140 miles from home, yeah.
Wow.
And I constantly pass more tests, and there's always, oh, you need to do this. I'm constantly running ragged, and I'm glad to because, honestly, I'm retired, and I love him. And I keep hoping that eventually some of what I'm doing is going to help. But such an unjust system, such an unjust judge. And now I'm working on a recusal of her and a change of venue since he is now so far in a different county. about 4 or 5 counties yeah. from the county we're in. So that's what I'm working on. But when you're your own lawyer, it's just difficult. It is just very.
It's your story is so sad. I remember we used to chat a lot. And then I remember there was like a neighbor that was involved. And you're the only story that I know of out of Nebraska. So it'd be really interesting if there's some more out there.
Well, the trouble is when I've tried to sit in on other cases of the courthouse, they sue you out. They treat me like dirt. They won't even give me paperwork. Nothing they do is legal. When I show them pictures of what they've done to Bill, she says, oh, these pictures aren't clear. And the other thing, you know, and that lady that's a whistleblower, if she could do something about this, she will Zoom and do the telephonic thing to the side that's making money, his so-called guardian and guardian ad litem. But my advocates, and I've had some advocates, some second opinions, say he never should have been in a nursing home. He didn't need it. He's better off at home. She will not allow that into the record. Or two of them even came all the way to Nebraska from fairly far away and stayed a whole week for a certain hearing. And she cruelly moved it and claimed, well, since they were there, she kind of thought maybe we'd have a chance to win, I think. So she said, well, this is just an initial. They do whatever they want. The real hearing now is going to be in 3 months. And they said, well, we can't come. They said, we've spent a week, and they did very good of them. They both had that week off. And they were somewhat retired, but still, you know, they have plenty to do.
I wonder if I know who were the advocates that came to Nebraska.
Well,
I don't like to say
people's names on the radio unless I have their permission, but two very good advocates, yes.
Okay.
And they literally spent a week. One stayed in a hotel because he was a guy. One stayed with me in our house here because she was a girl. And we, a whole week, and we did all the background checks. One of them even also applied because I was thinking if they hate me so much, and they hate family, it's not just me, I thought they might hate her. And I told her she actually cares and cares about the disabled. Well, lo and behold, after that week, and we passed all the background, took the course, they all typed up good affidavits. They were there in person. And that judge said, oh, well, this is just an initial hearing. They're going to have to show up again. I think it was she put it off 3 months. These people know what they're doing. People say, oh, are they incompetent? I said some are, but I said some are just cruel, and they know what they're doing. And they say this 140 miles, they're going, oh, well, isn't it just so hard to find a place? I said, well, number one, I want him home. He doesn't want to be in these so-called places. And I said, number two, here in Nebraska, 12 of these places have closed. And yet, last year, that's how crummy and badly run and how run down they were. I said, why? I don't want him in these places. I said, I love him. I can't stand what they do to him. And they say, oh, and I'm going, and just, I said, does it sound like they want to keep the family involved when they send your husband 140 miles? And then they finally kind of wake up and say, well, no, I guess not. You know, I'm going good, and I'm going, and then when you kind of tell them about, and I kind of think Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud, because if you have someone who's willing to take care of you, and they're not wasting to them, it's keeping all them in jobs and money and trust money. That's the other thing they're draining. And now the trust won't even
inherit it some money. You know what? You know what you need to do? Because we're going to get kicked off pretty soon here because we were just planning the test for 15 minutes. You need to do a timeline, Rose. And I think that, like, for you to tell your story, to do the beginning timeline, like, when did this all start? And then just kind of go put it in order. Because my sister and I had to do this because, you know, we had, you know, my uncle, and you think you're going to remember, but then as time goes on, like, you forget the order.
You don't.
And I found that we jumped all over the place, and it was really hard for people to understand. But when we made a timeline, then I felt like I was able to get the story across better. And if you type it out, and like I just send myself emails, like just email yourself, like get 2 email accounts, just email yourself back and forth to keep it documented, and document the timeline. But then you'll have this email so that if you ever do have like a reporter or anybody get a hold of you, you have something to forward right away. Because sometimes,
yes.
I'm just finding it jumping around a little bit. And I know, Marcel, what would you say that we could help Rose to tell her story?
Absolutely, I agree with that. And Rose is very good to tell a story. This is emotional. So what Rose is saying is true, but I've also your own notes.
Marcel, you're clicking in and out as you're talking.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on. Because we're doing it through the episode, which is in.
Yeah,
so,
which is ended. Yeah, this is our text.
And Marcel, I don't mean to interrupt, but I also know another whistleblower, and I don't want to say her name over the... I don't have her permission, but if you could, if Cause or you could call me in the next few days, I could mention her and see if maybe we could somehow form an alliance and maybe, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got your phone. I just screen chat. Mm-hmm. I got the number too.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll have your number. And after the show tomorrow, there will be a show on tomorrow night, along with Cause's show on Friday. Maybe we can talk early next week sometime.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go. So sorry to hear this is happening to you, honestly.
Yeah.
But Cause and I, we're doing everything we can do to help as many people as we can, but we can't do it. We need everyone to chip in and they can. We're not talking about, you know, financially. What we're talking about is, you know, pick up some of this so burden up on everyone else. We can't get anything done because what I'll do is I'll talk to Cause. We'll reach out to you sometime next week. And again, so sorry for what has happened to you. And your husband's name is Bill, and I'll add
him to
our
prayer. Yes, please pray for his protection. Please pray for his protection and safety till I can get him out of there. Yes, yes.
So and, we'll pray ahead. Okay, I will have you. Thank you, Cause.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to just tell you, Rose, you just warmed my heart so much by just calling in. Marcel and I were doing a test show, and the fact that someone noticed that we were live and on the air and you called in you were an encouragement to myself and Marcel, and I hope we can be an encouragement for you, because that meant a lot, the fact that, you know, we don't always know how many people are listening, and the fact that we didn't even do any advertisement and you saw that we were live and on the air and you called in means the world to both of us.
I just had an instinct to call in for some reason. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's always a God thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to do one last training with Marcel. Marcel, when the episode is officially done, we have to hit that end episode, and then that will hang us up. And then we can go back and delete this episode off. Although it was kind of a good testing moment, because Rose was awesome.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely. I hit the episode, and it didn't.
It didn't end. Okay.
No.
Do you see the button up there, end episode?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if I hit it, I think that we'll end the episode. But you called in on the main host number.
I hit it again.
Try hitting. Okay, I'm. That's so weird, because if you don't hit the end episode, that's when we sometimes can lose a show, like it won't archive. I remember Debbie Dahmer telling me it was super important. Can you do it? So you're on a computer right now.
Yes.
Is there, and the mouse, do you have like a mouse that you could click it?
Yeah,
see,
that's
I just
what
have
I'm
a
doing.
Touch, and it's not
yeah,
working.
I'm doing, and, it's not working.
And I have,
and
a, well.
Mouse works for everything else.
And that's really weird. Okay, because
isn't
I have a feeling that if I hit it, I think it will end. I guess I'll hit it, and if it ends, it could be that, I don't know, that did I get on the phone, on the call first? Did I didn't call the 425? I'm confused.
No,
okay, I'm going to hit it, and we'll see what happens.
No, she called the